مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is your segment. We will be discussing Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter 67. Today we move to verse number 16. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse here, do you feel safe? Amintum? Do you feel safe, fearless of Him who is in the sky, of Him who is so high, Al-Aliyu? Allah Azza wa Jal, His status is high. Amintum man fis sama? Do you feel safe, fearless of Him who is in the sky, ayyakhsifa bikumul ard, if He makes you sink into the earth, فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورِ, and it starts trembling at once. Just now, 26 days ago, the Britannica newspaper, they had carried this article. A female was walking on the Popham Beach in the United States. As she was walking, all of a sudden she found herself buried under sand. Not playing around like how you normally just bury one another, you know, when you... This year occurred, and she actually mentions thereafter, the article is written, how she survived. She sunk to the hips in a matter of a second and she started screaming, I cannot get out, I cannot get out. And أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورَ. أي هَلْ أَمِنْتُمْ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْكُفَّارِ, do you feel safe, O kuffar? Remember the previous verse? فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, we had made the earth submissive for you. Allah has made the earth submissive for you. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا, walk on its shoulders. وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ, and eat from His sustenance. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and you will then, to Him you will be resurrected. So Allah Azza wa Jal provides, He is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, He provides sustenance to all the creation. Ar-Rahim, specific for the Muslimin, for the believers. Ar-Rahman is merciful to all. So Allah Azza wa Jal grants sustenance to all. So building up on yesterday's discussion, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورُ, to Him you will be resurrected. You are walking on the shoulders of the earth. You are eating from His sustenance. Do you feel safe that due to you carrying on with this level of disobedience, of rebellion, do you feel safe? أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Do you feel safe? Do you feel fearless that He who is in the sky, that means a high status, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ, as is in accordance to the grandeur of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you feel safe, secure, fearless, that He, from the fact that He can and He will sink you into the earth, do you feel safe? Do you feel this is impossible? Ya ma'ashar al-kuffar, is this how you feel? فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ, and all of a sudden, And it starts trembling all at once, all of a sudden. Trembling all at once. What does this mean? Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted the earth such a balanced infrastructure that man cannot go into it without digging into it. But Allah Azza wa Jalla's power to make the earth swallow him up is permissible all in an instance. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. This all can occur at once, trembling at once. Trembling at once, causing you to sink in. I said to you, current, we speak to you, current affairs. 26 days ago, Popham Beach in the United States, a female was walking, and all of a sudden, in a split second, what she said, all of a sudden, she was filled. She was inside the ground till her hips. فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Trembling all at once sucks you in. So the earth is stable, the infrastructure is stable. But when it trembles, and Allah can cause that sudden suctioning, and there you are all of a sudden under sand. All these terrorists that are murdering our babies and our children on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a, you could say, almost a secondly basis. As we speak right now, someone is dying in Palestine. As we speak right now, there's someone who is suffering due to these crimes. And who is behind it? Go and see in Japan, Okinawa. Japan, Okinawa. What crimes the US military and their Marines have perpetrated. Raping 12-year-old girls, murdering, and they have been silent up until now. Who is doing this? Those who claim to be propagating so much, and they scream to the top of their lungs about women's rights, human rights, children's rights. But you all of a sudden see that double standards where you can see in Palestine. Are those not children? Are those not women? Go and see. Why we say women and children? Because those are the most that have been killed. Are they terrorists? These Japanese girls who are 12 years in Okinawa, 16 years, rape, murder. Are they terrorists? So who are the real? But they will never ever say that a terrorist did this. This is the double standards. We say, Ya Allah, you make it such that these people, if Iman is not written out for them, these people that are killing our children, our babies, or wherever there is oppression in the world, Ya Allah, you eliminate these people. Remove them from their so-called temporary power and take them to task. Suck them in the earth, Ya Allah. Because they really feel that they are secure, safe. And they're walking about, strutting about with so much of pride and arrogance. We will do this. We will show. What are you going to show? When Allah's power, look. If you just go in different areas of the world, you will see how the Americans, they don't want them anymore. Their soldiers must go now. In just yesterday's news, they claimed that they have one of the most, this was back in 2020, one of the most sophisticated, powerful military air bases. And yesterday, it was told to them, you need to go. We are sending you packing. We are not interested. You must go. We don't want to hear anything more from you. You must go. So you can see this is taking place. People are waking up slowly. and in Niger this took place. So by the end of August, they want all these American soldiers must all be gone. This airbase, Nigerian airbase 201, they spent $110 million building it in 2020. They claimed it to be the largest military labor troop project Air Force in history. They had over 1,100 soldiers. They say, pack your bags and go now. All of these people, what they do, they go in different parts of the world. And what they say, they want to eliminate terrorism, but they are the ones who are causing the terrorism. See, they are the ones who are doing it. Fa'idha hiya tamur. Allah just causes the earth to shake a little bit. You know, you have these tremors. Again, there was a tremor recently. So these tremors, and then the earth sucks them up. Allah says in the next verse, verse number 17, أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْكُفَّارِ Do you feel safe, secure? From the fact that Allah can send upon you حَاصِبًا, a wind. Allah Azza wa Jal can send upon you Hasiba. Hasiba, this year is a violent wind. With stones against you, this is Hasiba. This is how you translate Hasiba.
أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا.
Oh, have you become fearless, ya ma'ashar al-kuffar? Have you become fearless of him who is in the sky if he loses a violent wind with stones against you? He unleashes, let's say unleash, if he unleashes a violent wind with stones against you, فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ So you will soon come to know how was my warning. So you will soon come to know how was my warning. Currently in Western Cape, they say the gale force winds has caused thousands to become homeless. This is in the Western Cape. Now, as we speak, while you and I are engaging in warmth, there are others suffering and they are homeless and sometimes even left without clothes or necessary clothes to keep them warm at least. A person with no hands, no feet, was saying and complaining how he has to go through it. How sad it is that they go through these difficulties, but imagine going through difficulties without Allah. Then imagine going to see over 275 days bombs droning upon our Palestinians, yet they can still say Allah Azza wa Jal is the greatest. Yet go and see, recently they had a, what we will say, a Hifz Jalsa. How many people completed Hifz? Now, just since the 7th of October, in this, where they're bombing so many libraries, so many schools, so many premises where there's books and kitabs, and you can just imagine, still too, there are people memorizing the Quran Sharif in Gaza, in the heart of Gaza, this is taking place. Subhanallah. This is when your iman is built. Your iman. Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. So this is not in Surah Tabarak. But we just combine this verse to say to you, to explain to you that listen, it is with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal that the hearts find peace, solace. And when this heart feels safe on kufr, then understand well that is deterioration in itself. So may Allah Azawajal protect us. فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرٌ So soon they will come to know how was my warning. Soon they will come to know how was my warning, how was my outcome for those, for the rejectors. You, O believers, you say, but is this just for the kuffar? أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ أَمْ أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يُرْسِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ حَاصِبًا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ كَيْفَ نَذِيرُ Is this just for the kuffar? No, O believers whose iman is weak, do you also feel that you are safe, fearless, as you walk and strut about? That is not a believer. You may be belief, you may be a reciter of the kalima, but we have to live it too. This is the message. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.